Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
What people do for money? What people do for
selling that body, man. She didn't even done that. No. Crazy. Word.
things for some loose change. That's what I've been told. I know that to be a fact. What about you, Mr. G. Lewski? Would you agree or disagree to that statement?
What people do for money.
They might do anything.
Yeah.
They just might do anything. Man, welcome to 93.Tweet FM Ism. Spectacular lowrider music, R&B, and all in between. But tonight, we on some commentary. Our special guest.
I'm just listening tonight, man. You and Marcy, it should be a interesting thing, man. You know what I mean? I'm just going to listen in, man. I'm just here,
all right.
Man.
All right, Dundilio, man. Well, it's going down tonight, man. Me and Cousin Marcy, man, we decided to put together a timeline to pick what we think that destroyed Black America. And we're talking about our timeline is going to consist of the day Martin Luther King died in 1968 until where we at presently, and we're going to unfold what we believe is the problems of society in which it kind of dictates where we're going in the future. So without any other further ado, let me introduce my celebrity guest. She goes by the name of Minister Cousin Marcy.
Hey,
Minister
so
Marcy.
Funny. What's up? I'm here. Yeah, yeah. Cousin Marcy in the building. Once again, thank you, Tweet. Hey, Mr. G. Lou Fam. What's going on? He said he going to be sitting in the background.
And there you have it. So, man, let me shout out the sponsors real quick. BTP Media, of course. FunDiggity.com over there doing big old things. You might want to go there, get your funnel cake mixed. You might want to go to their virtual shop. Hold on one second. I got a lot on my plate tonight. I'm kind of discombobulated. We want to give a shout out once again to Stacy Adams Incorporated for our fly footwear. Go to tweetcadillac.com. You'll be able to get a discount on various items that you might want to pick up, including underwear, socks, shoes, apparel, hats, footwear to the third degree, just whatever you think that you might like to enhance your wardrobe. We got you covered. Go to tweakatlight.com, go to where it says sponsors, click on that link to get your discount code. Also, we want to give a big shout out again to magnificentwax.com. Hit them up if you need some car wax, you know, to get your lack on point. Whatever your automobile is, we can have you shining, looking like a king. They're available in Walmarts throughout the country. Also, we want to give another big shout out to Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. They hold us down as usual. any concert information you might need, mention Tweed Cadillac. They got you, your front, your back, and your side. And my notes are scrambled all around this joint. Hold on. Okay. I got it now. Also, we have a new sponsor, Lee's Market. That's located in Watts, 1908 East 110th Street. They got the best chicken wings you can imagine. Family-owned business, owned and operated. They got real French fries, potatoes that are cooked live in front of you. Alcoholic beverages. It's not a sit-down place. You can call in your order at 323-566-3549. Make sure to tell them Tweed Cadillac sent you, and they'll look out for you. And Fun Diggity is located at 661 East 62nd Street, LA, Cali 90001. The number is 562-235-2333. We're open usually from Monday through Saturday unless we have an event. And the hours are 3 to 9 p.m. We are DoorDash, Uber Eats, all the delivery services at your convenience. We are paperless. We are unjackable. So come down and get the best experience of a funnel cake that you ever have in your life. With that being said, hope I didn't forget anybody. But tonight, man, we're going to talk about timeline that we figured kind of destroyed Black America and how it affects each and every one of us to the present time. And Cousin Marcy, Minister Marcy, understand that we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot, you know, man, in our time on Earth, and we've seen a lot of change. We've seen a lot of things that we are wondering and pondering, like, damn, what the hell happened? You know, the streets ain't safe. The price of tea is at an all-time high. Young folks walking around with their head in the sky. Cities aflame, and we don't even know why. So we want to get into that, man, for real. So let me start it off, man, with this excerpt that I found to be very provocative, and it will kind of explain the situation that we are in as we speak. 90.tweed.fm. Check this out, y'all.
So we got one of our sisters here that's talking about something that's been a hot topic for a long time in the Black community. Let's review it.
So boom, check this out. I got a PSA. We don't want government assistance. We want our Black men home. That's all.
Well, I mean, you actually said a mouthful on that one. I will give you that. But let's talk about that. You know, you had Black men in the home. If you go prior to the time of all the welfare, Black men were in the home. You had two-parent households. Of course, this was before the time of the no-fault divorce, where you can just show up and say, I want a divorce. Why? Why you want one? Why? Because I just don't want to be in this marriage anymore. You know, before that time period, you actually had the Black men in the home. But then after the Civil Rights Movement and it came in with all the welfare, right, the women set up here and chose to get the welfare over saying, you know what, I know we're struggling, I'm just going to struggle with my man and deal with it. Because at that time period, they say, well, a man can't be in the house. So you have a lot of men that at the time period could not be in the house getting this welfare. Now, how is it that other groups kept their men in the household and getting the same welfare? White women was getting welfare. How did they figure out to keep their man in the household? Hispanic women was getting welfare at that time period. We got talking about back in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, all this time period. How is it all these different people kept the people in their household? Well, our community had this big, you know, exodus of men out of there due to the choice, because it was a choice. The government didn't force anyone to take welfare. They didn't force it. It was a choice. We had done very well in this country coming out of slavery all the way up until that time without welfare. We figured out a way as a people to make it, to raise our children, to keep a roof over our head, to keep clothes on the back of our children. So we've been figuring it out for hundreds of years that way. Why in the hell it took that one thing to cause a rift like that? Then you after that welfare and get the men out of the household, now here you come in with the feminism coming from Becky. She's talking about feminism, but she's still in the house with her man. You understand? But she gassing your head up against your man. It was all finesse. Then between those two things, then you got to drop in the crack epidemic in the 80s that happened, going into the 90s. Destroyed a lot of families. These three-strike, you know, laws took a lot of men out of the household that way, too. Took some women out of the household. But that caused a big single-parenting epidemic to start in our community, which had been detrimental. When the single-parenting epidemic happened, then you had this matriarchy that came in. Prior to that, you had more of a patriarchy in the black community. So now you fast forward all the way to 2022, and times are hard and getting harder. With jobs going away, inflation is high, groceries is high, all kind of bills is high. Women are realizing, wait a minute, I don't have a luxury no more like I used to. I felt I didn't need a man. I actually need a man. Because from what economists are saying, in the next 18 to 24 months, it's really about to get harder. And who's going to suffer? Women. More than men will. And this is the time, women, to get you a man. I'm talking about a decent man. I'm not talking about a sorry Pookie and Ray Ray. Because if you get a sorry Pookie and Ray Ray, you might as well stay by yourself. Because that's a waste of time. But you need a man. You better stop listening to them women telling you, you don't need no man. All you need is make a certain amount of money. You know, you can go to get you a toy and all of that and get the rolls and all the stuff that y'all be talking about online. Okay, fine. But with that rolls or you know, whatever job you have, will it fix the car? Will it fix the refrigerator? Will it protect you when somebody's trying to break into your house 2, 3 in the morning? Will it do any of that? We'll look out for you like a man will. And a man can work more and do more than you because we just built to, even in the area of provision. You know, when you weaken and all that, and you need your man to hold you up. See, when you by yourself, you don't have all that. And that's why this woman is saying we need our men back. Yeah. Now, I'm not blaming her generation for getting that started because it was not her generation. Actually, it would be my parents' generation. The women of that time got that started. It wasn't even my generation. It was them. Just breaking that down, I thought about it like when the breakdown actually happened. And it happened in my parents' generation. It happened then because, like, my parents were born in, like, the mid to late 50s. And then they grew up, you know, during the time they was, like, what, 10, 11, 12, around the Civil Rights Movement. They came into their teenage years and adult years in the 70s when all this newfound freedom and all this mess came in. So it was around that time period and those, you know, that generation. It wasn't the Gen X. It wasn't millennials. It definitely wasn't Gen Z. But now you're dealing with the aftermath and the fallout of all of that. And now some of you are realizing, wait a minute, well, we need the men back. We need them. This is not cool being by myself. It's not cool raising kids by myself. I look up and see all these other group of women got their men, but where's mine? And that's the right way to think because that's the natural order of things. We have been walking around with a perverted family relationship and mentality. The natural order is a man and a woman together taking on the world, raising their kids, building something. That's the natural order of things. Sure, you can do things in a perverted manner by yourself, all these alternative things, you know, that people want to do, right, in their life. And you could halfway function, but you're never happy. I always see happy women that's in a great relationship, great marriage, and more at peace when they are married and have their man versus women who are by themselves. Now, I'm not saying a woman can't function by herself. I'm not going to say a woman can't be by herself the rest of her life. It's not for everybody to be married. I'm not saying everybody needs to be married. Some women never have children. They don't want children. They don't want marriage, and that's fine. If they want to be that way, that's no problem. Some men will never get married either, but that's the minority. That's not the majority, that I will say. So, yes, ladies, get your man back. Stop listening to them females out here, or you'll be out here choosing a stud. But y'all let me know what y'all think about this sister talking about, because like I said, she's spot on. Definitely need those men in the household.
And that is true. 1,001%. But y'all, man, act like you don't need a man. And it's kind of like how everything messed up to begin with, because when we were together and working as a unit back in that timeline, as I stated, from Martin Luther King, the death of him, until now, look how backwards that we ended up, and look where we are as a community. Not just as a community, but as a race, because our community spread throughout the United States of America, and it's turmoil and destruction throughout the whole world. So, Marcy, what's your take on what this man was speaking on in regards to how it affects us today?
My take is, I found it, you know, interesting, of course, what he was saying. True speak, even from the young lady's comment. You know, it's been a total shift. The biggest difference, I think, again, like with every other thing that's going on right now in current time, is this right there in our face. You know, I had, thank goodness, I had two sets of grandparents that I got to see on this earth, you know, live with them, bond with them. They were actually all married up until the day they both, you know, passed on, all four grandparents. But that's not to say that, you know, they didn't have their trials and their, you know, their tribulations and stuff of that nature. But it's just so different now, where everything is just shoved in your face and you have
Say that again. You there? We lost you. Well, how I view it, a lot of women today, you know, like how my man was speaking on, they decide to just jump on the welfare wagon, and that's before feminism, then they said and decided equally that, well, we don't need a man, and, you know, but they didn't realize that a lot of other women kept their men in the home, and they ended up using the welfare system to their advantage. And it's plenty of people right now that are on welfare, and they have their husbands and wives in the home, and they are doing whatever they have to do to make sure that everything is copacetic within their home life. You can't just give up, and it's kind of messed up when women just give up and want to be independent. Nobody wants to stop you from making money. But it's just funny that when women get money, they act like that they don't need a man. But when men get money, we want to do it for our families. And it's kind of messed up that it put us in a kind of messed up situation, because you want to critique the black man for not being this fantasy illusion of the man that you want, and you pass over the good men, and you break up the families for all your own selfish reasons. But then when you look at it, the other races, they still have their guys. What bothers me is the guy that could stand in the line at Home Depot waiting to get work, and when he comes home, his wife has his tortillas and his burritos and his beans, and asked him how his day went. He might have only came on with $60-$75, but she didn't just say, you ain't got enough money, I'm leaving you, you a bum, you broke, you dusty. But in our culture, if you don't have enough money to give her, not her needs, because it's never been about the needs with a black woman, in my opinion. It's always been about the wants. And sometimes you can't give your woman everything that she wants, but you can provide things that she needs. And our women are so kind of fickle in regards to, they don't really, you know, they just want what they want. And they'll leave us because they can't get it. And that's the sad part. And what happens is, that's the timeline that destroyed Black America. Welfare was a joke to begin with. And all it was the white man's perception of how he can control, get the black man out the house. Women are so emotional and gullible. All we got to do is take care of them. They'll turn their back on their own men. And that's exactly what the hell happened. And that's the sad part about it. That really is the sad part about it, man. I don't understand that at all, but that's what happened. Man, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're live on 93.3 FM. Speak on it.
This show co-host, but yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's like that whole day and age where it was like the man is in the home, of course, when you get to see that, yeah, he is going to work, or, you know, I didn't have to see it where it was like both of the parents had to go to work. My stepmom, she got to be a stay-at-home mom. But yeah, everything was for the family. I didn't personally see you know, you handing her money and stuff like that, but she never wanted for anything. I didn't see her as weak, or I don't know where that came along. You know, that if you are providing for your family, or you're, you know, you get your wife your paycheck, like, I never knew how that would even be a sense to clown someone. That's how it should be. But somewhere along the line, just like the examples you gave, of course, you're going to break it down. Crack era, and well, there were drugs before that. You had heroin, and you know, even take it further back. And what were they doing in the 20s? Opium. And, you know, it's always going to be something there that could potentially distract you. But that doesn't give any party a right to say, oh, well, because of this, I'm going to treat this girl like crap and my family like crap, and I do what I'm supposed to do. Funny story. When we were speaking on the real estate people, I was, you know, telling you about that person, the Shay Show. What I found most interesting and most backwards in all those situations where these whole families, they knew that it was coming. They knew they were going to have to leave their home, and it was like their fault. Right? So, of course, they come to knock down the door and come get you. Today is the day you're going to leave your home. You're being evicted. You have to go. The men in these scenarios, first, I will be mad when I will see them actually getting this knock at the door. They come in to do this eviction, and everybody's just like in a whirlwind. Like, nobody has gotten up before 8 o'clock in 10 years, right? So everybody's getting up, they're shuffling and shit like that. And then, you know, and then here cut the baby. Like, one guy, he came out and he had the baby, like, I'm the man. And then the man just told him, well, I'm just here to do this today. And, like, and he's just looking, like, everybody's looking so dumbfounded. Like, they don't even communicate. They was in there with no lights, no gas, no water, all this kind of stuff. And they just living in filth. And one, he really pissed me off because he tried to get into it with the man that was serving them and letting them know, you got to go, today is the day. And he pushed past his woman who was holding their child and ran and got 4 or 5 boxes. After he said, yeah, you got to go. We're about to start cleaning this. Excuse my French. We're about to start moving this shit out. Because he had to talk to him like that. And the boy goes and grabs 5 boxes of Jordans.
Exactly. I saw that. I was disgusted. And it's like,
that is so disgusting.
You know, man, what's funny about it, feminism, which women don't understand, was a trick to get us as black men out of the home, give y'all jobs, to put y'all in the workforce so the white man could make more money, because he figured that y'all will be loyal to the money. And it was absolutely true, because once y'all started making money, then you said, well, we don't need no men. F y'all, you know, all of that. And now to move forward within the timeline to the 70s, all y'all was basically on welfare, getting a handout, subsidized housing. You had a job, you know, so you thought it really made you think you don't need a man. Then to push the timeline even up further a few more years thereafter, now that you got the money and you're blowing it, because women spend way more money than men ever will spend. Because a man will have $100 and he says, well, shit, man, I got to stress this until I can get some more money. But a woman, just the emotional, what's the little adjective I'm looking for? The impulsiveness, they'll go and blow it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, they spend money on stuff that's meaningless. So he wanted to give you some money because he knew it was going to come right back to him. And that's what happened. And it destroyed the black family. And let me play this for you, man, just to show you. Not only did it destroy the black family, but statistics can prove that it kind of affected the children in a way to whereas you didn't really pay attention. A lot of black women, they love their kids. They do anything for their kids. They try the best that they could do, you know, but they're not watching their kids totally. And now the kids are the new problem of society that everybody has to deal with.
Yep.
But what people fail to realize is other races in the world is watching us as a whole. And they're looking at us as if we're savages, and now we have guns. They are terrified of us, and we're just biting into that stigma, and we're just biting, man, into that philosophy. And we're proving them right on every single situation that we embarrass ourselves on. Ain't nobody trying to reach out to help black people, because they think even if I give you some money, you're going to just go F it off. Women is going in the wig stores stealing wigs. Our priorities are so twisted. And it's a shame, man. Check this out, y'all. 90.2 FM-ism. Check this out.
Hey there, besties. Thank you for stopping by. I am Michonne Denise, and we're going to go ahead and take a look at a news broadcast specifically for Atlanta, speaking to Atlanta parents about their children. Atlanta police say combating juvenile crime starts at home.
Where is the public outcry from parents in the community? That's the question right now from Atlanta police after five teenagers were shot over the weekend.
And new at 11 tonight, News Edge reporter Brian Hill tells us that the department says that if juvenile violence is going to be fixed, it has to start at home.
Atlanta police say they cannot raise the city's children. They say it's the parents' responsibility to rear their children, and the community must step up and do their part as well. The department says by the time someone calls 911, the damage is usually done.
Kind of things that we already know, and this is really sad that they have to put this on the news, and the fact that the police are coming out to say you need to raise your kids. Why are four, five, however many they said juveniles shot in one night or in one weekend? There is no reason for that except for someone is not minding their daggone children. There's a lot of people here on YouTube who live in Atlanta, and I'm sure that they can speak to this. And if anybody is here that is in Atlanta and or anywhere near Atlanta in Georgia, please let us know what's going on down there. I've done plenty of stories, videos about different things going on in Atlanta that I think are ridiculous, but it's supposed to be the black metropolitan place to be, right? And yet this crap and then the young thug crap and it's not looking good down there. So if people want it to continue to be the black metropolis, then something's going to have to be done with these kids. What's the plan, y'all?
We got to do more. We got to take our youth back.
Atlanta police ripped into parents Tuesday in this lengthy statement following a Saturday night shooting downtown across the street from Centennial Olympic Park. Investigators say an argument turned into gunfire and left five teenagers hurt.
There are a lot of different things positive that are taking place throughout the city that we can take our youth to, but I say take and not drop off or not tell them to go, because once they're out of your eyesight, then we're behind the eight ball.
APD says they're seeing too many young people committing crimes and far too many of them with guns.
Part of the problem here also is that people are being given too daggone much. You got a kid, you get food stamps. You have another kid, you get welfare. You're down there getting that $800 a month for the next 10 years or however the heck long it is, with no oversight, no direction, no nothing. So people just enjoying themselves, knowing they didn't want them daggone kids anyway because they're only ornamental, used because they was trying to hold on to some man that didn't want them. And now I'm not saying that it's just women as far as this is concerned, because if you father some daggone kid, then it's your responsibility to bring yourself in there and make sure that you take a hold of them. Women, if you don't want to take care of your kids, give them to their daggone fathers. If y'all don't want them, drop them off or something, but before they're juvenile delinquents. Because honestly, what they need to do is, if your kid is a minor and he get into trouble, the parent gets held accountable. Because if that don't do nothing for them when you all go to jail, then nothing will. But what we're not going to do is sit up here and say, it's not my fault, when someone 14, 15, 16 years of age is out here acting like a daggone hoodlum, and you're going to say that it's not your responsibility. It's absolutely your responsibility. You parent them when they are young, or they're going to end up like that little fat thing, Latarian, what's his name, who stole the car at 7, and they acting like that wasn't a big daggone deal. And of course he ends up, when he's old enough, going to jail because he stole a car and committed armed robbery. You don't correct these people when they do wrong, then what do you think is going to happen? But you think that you can just absolve yourself from this? Anybody that gets any type of government public assistance and or is getting child support for a child and something happens to that child, they should definitely be held responsible, because you are taking those funds for the specific reason of those children, that child. So if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you need to go to jail along with them.
What their officers want to know right now is, where are all the voices who care so much about broken kids and community safety? And where are the concerned parents and family members while these kids are running the streets late into the night?
We need positive people doing the right thing to get programs together, and not necessarily to come to the Atlanta Police Department, but we need other entities to lead.
However,
Where is Black Lives Matter? We already know that that's a daggone joke. These are the places that them dummies are supposed to be at. This is where you should be using that money for. This is where you should be putting in some damn parenting classes and teaching people about birth control other than daggone abortion, so that they cannot need to have an abortion and stop having kids that they know daggone well that they don't want. And then start holding them accountable as the daggone parent when your kid does wrong. If your kid is attempted murder, then you go win for accessory to attempted murder. Accessory to everything that they do. Because it's your responsibility to parent your kid. I never understand how kids at the age of 16, 15, 14 can be out at 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning on weeknights doing whatever they're doing, and nobody ever says, we bringing in the parent. If they did it for that crumbly boy, that boy that went and tried to do something at the school and his parents went on the run, they certainly charged his daggone parents. Why aren't they doing that with these people? I support that daggone message. Because then as soon as the daggone police do something, then you're going to be yelling Black Lives Matter when you know daggone well at the end of the day, you don't give a damn about no daggone body but your daggone self.
Community activists believe it's easy to question why parents didn't do more and feel the department's statement is scapegoating.
It's just counterproductive to ask where is the outrage. We are as upset.
Instead, activist Derek Bozeman feels the question should focus on looking internally at the community and seeing where the disconnect stems from.
No, there's one of them pro-blacks. No, don't be talking about pushing it off onto the community. F that. The community didn't have them damn kids. And if you're not going to teach your kids how to act, you think the community's supposed to step in when they're acting like this? I think it just read it was a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old with a gun. You think I'm stepping into that? F that. I'm moving. No, no. Ain't nobody got time for that foolishness. No, no, no. That's the problem right there, always making excuses. But that will be the same man out there as soon as the police do something to your punk-ass kid.
What Atlanta Police Department ought to do is be honest about the gang problem where a lot of this is stemming from and come up with interdiction strategies.
To see the department's full statement on juvenile crime, head over to our website, fox5atlanta.com. Outside Atlanta Police Headquarters, Brian Hill, Fox.
I know that some of y'all be knowing what's going on down there in Atlanta, and I'm telling you right now, that man that was speaking, talking about, no, 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 he's the problem. He's part of the daggone problem. You don't want to put no point, no pressure, no back, nothing onto the daggone parents, but you want to sit up here and make excuses. Why? Because they're black? Because they're kids? F them kids. Do you hear me? No. No. We didn't bring them kids into the world. Y'all decided to. Not him. But y'all parents, I raised my kids. Y'all need to be raising your daggone kids. This is ridiculous and crazy. If you was raising your kids, they wouldn't have time to go and be in a daggone gang. If you was paying attention to what your kids was doing, then they wouldn't have time to be over there doing these dumb initiations that they do in order to get into the gang. If you was doing what you needed to do as a parent, then your kid wouldn't need to be looking for no daggone gang for them to feel better about themselves or whatever the case may be to be joining the daggone gang. But them gangs gonna get taken care of. If anybody in Atlanta thinks, and probably anywhere else, because I'm telling you, as soon as something looks like it's working in one state, they gonna adopt it in a different state. Trust and believe. They went and took this man and this all these people down under RICO too. They ain't getting out. They ain't going nowhere. That's it for them. And any of these other gangs that think that it's just so cute, these people don't care. That's the other problem. They don't care. If you live a life of you don't care about your life, you certainly don't care about mine. And that's why there's no more community, okay? Because you got parents that ain't raising you.
Exactly. That's the reason right there.
I like her. She's an F them kids.
Man, because now we have to fear
the
kids. And we know your mama.
Yep.
We know your daddy. But when we go to the market, we got to worry about your kids robbing us. They beating up old ladies. They just carjacking
people.
They
doing the triple H most for no reason. Perfect example. Why are you as a 17, 18 year old son of a super quote unquote star, why are you always in trouble and in the spotlight? Why? Why? You can't tell me that they didn't have the resources for that young man. Even for the young lady, she, you know, I'm not saying anything about anybody having children out of wedlock because I'm one of those. But when it comes to as soon as you, like, you're 17, 18 years old, okay, and your parents are superstars, you should not be out accosting people in public forums and restaurants, acting like you're in a gang, making yourself a target, getting your ass beat in the bathroom at school. That's stupid. So,
and
like
now
said,
your daddy has to come. And now your daddy has to come
and
defend your stupid... just stupidity, put itself on the line, his family name on the line, his brand, his credibility to bail your idiotic ass out of some trouble. That's where we at.
And
so
he's
now,
not even out of hot water himself.
Exactly. Exactly. And check this out.
So don't cause nobody to look at me. Don't bring no attention to me. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's so extra stupid. You bring an extra added on attention to me, and I thought they was almost done with me. I'm trying to stay back in the wind and pretend I'm going to be a comedian. You see what I'm saying? But no, the kid, they should know that enough. You're not going to embarrass me. Kids these days, they don't even have the fear of embarrassing their parents.
know, because they just act on emotion.
Whether the father is in the home or not. Whether the father is in the home or not. Yeah,
they're
that doesn't matter. Like, you need to have a certain level of respect.
Exactly. And the women, the young girls are just as bad as the boys. And now they tag teaming, running up in Walmart and doing all this dumb. And I saw a fight in Walmart the other day. That was ridiculous. And it's like, don't you realize that by being social media, that every other race is looking at us and they fear us? They had some people that they interviewed from Japan and said, what do you think about black people? And they said that when they sit after dinner and they watch TV and the news and they see us just doing buck wild crazy stuff, you know, fighting over wigs, fighting in Walmart, they are afraid to come out their house. They fear us. So how the hell are we going to prosper and get that so-called generational wealth, which is basically a joke right about now, because people is needing GoFundMes to bury their loved ones. So we have none of that as a whole. And then you look at the rich kids, they run in amok. So it's like, wow, that is the timeline that's going to destroy black America. Now let's move on to this story. Women are so gullible, not to down our sisters, not talk bad about our sisters, but they are so mad at us, and their expectations are so skewed to whereas they want to talk to other women as if other women, because TikTok basically to me is a women's platform. They get on there, they cry, they lie, they talk about how men ain't nothing. You know, it's like if I ever see a dude on TikTok, basically I have no respect for him because that's a woman's platform. You know, they choose pookies and the hood dudes and such. Then when it go bad, all men aren't nothing. But look, y'all didn't realize that y'all the one that chose that. Y'all the one that chose them dudes. But check this out. Black women are the root and have been brainwashed with feminism and all that other stuff to whereas they will continuously throw us under the bus. Their expectations are too high. So it leaves us not wanting to mess with a black woman because they're so combative and ready to jump off at a single bound. That's crazy. It's crazy. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all following stuff like this. Check this out, y'all. Cousin Marcy, Tweet Cadillac, 90.3 Tweet FM. Check this out.
Yeah, yeah.
I recently covered millionaire coach Stormy Wellington and her $15,000 per ticket mastermind, where she said she hired a top chef to feed black women, then blasted one of her mentees for having a low vibration plate at the event.
If we played together, I said, who's royalty? They would say this person.
Mm. I agree.
That's a good way.
Coach Stormy said that she was disgusted with the woman's plate with hot dogs and hamburgers, which shocked everyone. Like, wait, you charge these women $15,000 to feed them hot dogs? Well, April Mason was watching and made sure that she was not slipping at her event. She charged black women $10,000 for luxury suite tickets at the Atlanta Falcons game. And I would say that April did better on the food. This woman right here brought it to April Mason's attention. She said, now this is high vibration. And April Mason responded with crying faces, you know, taking a slight dig at Coach Stormy and her low vibrational plate comments, the hot dogs and all that drama. The woman is saying that April Mason's food was high vibrational at her $10,000 event versus Coach Stormy's $15,000 event. But here's the thing. The bigger point is how black women are clearly being taken advantage of. These women are pandering to black women and saying everything that black women want to hear in order to get them to open up their purses and get thousands of dollars from them in the name of women empowerment. Coach Stormy luring black women into multi-level marketing and April Mason promising black women that she's going to teach them how to get a rich man. So these women paid $10,000 thinking that they're going to an NFL game and they're going to meet a rich man. Take a second to make sure that you're subscribed to the channel and don't forget to click that notification bell for all updates. So here's the latest finesse. Boss chicks are running around here finessing each other. Coach Stormy charging $15,000 per head and April Mason charging $10,000 per head to show black women how to finesse rich men. And yes, that's what's going on here. Black women learning how to sharpen their skills and better finesse men. Meanwhile, these same women paying $10,000 for $1,000 tickets, they're being finessed by other women. Some of you may not know this, but these same women, they could have rented their own luxury suite for about $10,000 for 9 people. But April Mason, she sold it to them as an investment, telling them that they're investing with her to find a rich man. You know, if they find a rich man, they will easily make that $10,000 back by finessing him. You see? Like, take a look at this. You have to see this to understand how these women got finessed and the language used to lure them into paying $10,000 to this woman. April Mason, she's saying, hey, beautiful, so you want to know where the good men hang out? She went on to tell them that she was hosting this event with 17 women and said, however, you must master the playbook first so you don't fumble the ball. And we all know that means fumble the bag. What bag are they talking about? Right. This is the same woman who said she was done helping black women, closing down shop because how difficult it was working with black women.
I wanted to share that with you on why I'm leaving this side of it, because expectations are so unrealistic. Because you can't have expectations like that and no preparation. It was kind of like trying to give a cat dog food and wonder why it's not taking it. Because you're using the wrong bait.
Did you hear that? Even exactly a year ago when she said that she wasn't going to work with black women anymore, she was still speaking in a language that they understood. Talking about giving the man the right type of bait. Telling women you have to know how to bait a man. That's dog whistling to other black women who are into the whole level up and finessing culture.
So with you using the wrong bait and coming to me with trying to make it work, I ain't got time for it. I got, you know, it's just over 10 years of really having a passion to show women how wonderful they are by themselves as far as becoming a woman, and y'all still do what you do and still cuss out my customer service and all that because I want this and I want that.
Yes, remember when April Mason was done working with black women? She started to promote her services to black men, but I guess that didn't work and she knew exactly where to go.
Over the last 2 years, although, you know, people say, why would she close if she was, you know, making money? No, it's very lucrative. Put it like this. I'm going to keep it at 1,000 with you. If you ever want to make a lot of money, join the dating industry and give women fluff.
Mm.
Yes, she's proving herself to be true here. Finessing black women is very lucrative. You have black women here showing you how you can charge black women $15,000 to go to an event and feed them hot dogs, then embarrass them, and I mean embarrass them, not just in front of the people at the event, but you can charge them to embarrass them in front of the world. And then you got this one over here who thinks that she's somehow presenting herself better than the other one, but she's really no better. She's charging them $10,000 to go to a football game. But before the game, she coached them on what to do when they see a rich man so they didn't fumble the ball, aka the bag. We already know Coach Stormy is a city girl. She told you she's a hood rat and a queen.
Sometimes I'm a hood rat, all the time I'm a queen. I'm very, very desperate. And I don't pretend not to be. I'm very a mixture of two. I'm a hybrid bitch, by the way.
Chameleons are the worst of them all, the most dangerous. I've been talking about that for a couple of years now. Popularized the term and talked about chameleons when it wasn't cool, when everybody else was trying to be friends with them, when people thought April Mason was an ally. I had to come through and let you know this woman was speaking chameleonese. And she flipped on black women for a quick second, then realized she had to go back and get the bag from black women. She put out the book on chameleonese, teaching women how to identity switch. And I told you then, all of this is a form of finesse. Teaching women how to act like a good woman instead of being.
It was kind of like trying to give a cat dog food and wonder why it's not taking it. because you're using the wrong bait. So with you using the wrong bait and coming to me with trying to make it work, I ain't got time for it. Over the last 2 years, although, you know, people say, why would she close if she was, you know, making money? No, it's very lucrative. Put it like this. I'm going to keep it at 1,000 with you. If you ever want to make a lot of money, join the dating industry and give women fluff.
Yeah, she said if you want to get a back, tell these women whatever. Tell them that you're going to take them to an NFL game or an NBA game, and you're going to help them land a rich man. These women are obviously getting played, but when I think about why they're doing it, I realize they too are hyenas on the prowl. When I really look at this sneaky behavior, I can't feel sorry for them. I want to be clear about both women, Coach Stormy and April Mason. One is not better than the other. We're talking about women paying a woman $10,000 to show them how to get a rich husband. And she doesn't even have a husband at all. A single dating coach. A person teaching women how to do something that they're not doing themselves. If you're a single woman talking to women about relationships, I said this before, you got to cut it out. You got to stop playing games. You can't talk about being friendly and submissive if you don't have a husband that you're doing that for. You can't talk about being submissive and you're single. No, what you're doing is talking about ideas. You're not living that life. This fake soft girl era, chameleon era, it's over, it's done. But I think everybody can see this is just how far rebellious women will go in order to get out of doing what they already know they're supposed to be doing. They will pay a woman that's not married to a man with money, or any man at all, $10,000 to go to a football game to find a rich husband. Or they'll go to women empowerment functions to learn how to not fumble the ball, aka the bag. When everything we're supposed to do as women to be suitable for a man, a good man, a righteous man, everything we need to know is available. It's for free. It doesn't cost $10,000 to read the Bible. It doesn't cost $10,000 to be a decent woman. But when you have the Jezebel spirit in you, when you have the conniving spirit in you, the spirit of the devil, all you can think of is how to deceive a man. And that's why you can never get anywhere. That's why every time you try to get over, there's a higher power swooping down on you just to humble you. It could really all be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard. Word to Lauryn Hill. You think that not cooperating and respecting your man is just disobeying him? But you're really disobeying God. You don't listen to what he told you to do. That's why you're out here paying $10,000 here, $15,000 there, attempting to disrupt natural order. Now, here's my...
Man, ain't that a trip?
That's so wild, and it's no different from the congregants. Or the congregants when they go to church.
Yep. Yeah, but what's wild is these women gonna believe the girl didn't even want to... She just said, just tell them whatever they want to hear. And now she's in there flossing on them. And these cool women are giving them money to just play men. And what's sad about it is, man, don't think men ain't up on that, man. A man can spot a gold digger from a mile away. They can spot that. You can't say nothing slick to a can of oil. And they're getting played because women are emotional. They are getting played. And as long as feminism is in the game, you know, they interviewed a lady the other day I saw. And, well, I'm an entrepreneur. So the guy asked her, well, you know, what is entrepreneur to you? What do you do? And the first thing came out of her mouth was, I sell hair and eyelashes. So you're an entrepreneur. Do you have any employees? She didn't want to answer that question. But you're an entrepreneur. Then somebody else said, spell entrepreneur. She couldn't spell it. She couldn't even. Matter of fact, I just put it on my my Facebook stories when they checked her, told her to spell entrepreneur. She couldn't spell it. Then she tried to justify why she couldn't spell it. And it's like, man, the women are the downfall that are destroying Black America. They bought into the feminism, and they don't need a man. But back to goals to say, well, I remember Kevin Samuels, may he rest in peace, when all the women that will come on his show, and you can hear the smoke detector in the background, they can't even change the battery of the smoke detector, and it has to be super annoying to hear, because I know when that smoke detector goes off, all you got to do is put a battery up in there. Mm-hmm. He interviewed so many women, and it was going off, and they can't even put a smoke detector, and it has to be annoying. But they, all they care about is cosmetics and beauty supply stores, and they're still in wigs and running out the store. It's like, now,
so sorry to cut you off, but yeah, I agree with that to an extent. A lot of stuff was brought upon the woman. We're only discussing it, putting it into black, because that's what we're talking about tonight. But yeah, that lady doing those seminars and things like that, I don't see that any difference as, you know, somebody going to a, and I'm not downing anybody that goes to a mega church, do you? But you go to a mega church, and if you're given a certain, you know, your tithing and things like that, where you're paying $10,000 over a certain amount of time, so everybody's going to want that something to believe in. But I don't like it where it's just like, why do I got to pay you? You should be giving up the game for free since you got it like that, especially a woman to another woman. So there's a new film out, The Woman King. I have not seen the film. I have no wants to see the film. I personally think that's part of that agenda. I'm sure there were woman warriors. We know this for a fact. I just don't think that we're ready for that right now. I don't think now is the time, because we're still in this, you know, we're in this tumble dry cycle of, like you said, these seminars going on where we're teaching you to try to, you know, turn the game around and turn us. You can't be that. You can't be that. And that lady trying to teach somebody how to do that and taking these people money, she know exactly what she doing.
She's gaming all the women that are gullible enough to follow her. She's gaming all the women that are gullible enough to follow her. And look,
so she's evil in her own way, yeah, to the bring down of the black woman as well. See, we evil to each other. We can't negate that. It's not always a black man and a black woman.
Black women lie to each other. Black women lie to each other on a daily basis. You know, instead of telling your own girl, you kind of like overweight and that dress is kind of ugly. Oh, girl, you work it. Go, queen. Because that movie that you just mentioned, you know that it flopped, right?
Of course it flopped.
It didn't do the box office numbers they expected. It was
people didn't go out to see that. Yeah, people didn't go out, which is horrible, because I would rather they put Shaka Zulu back in the films for 30 days, back in the movie theater. You know, that's what you need to do. I think that's where it starts up. See, the degrading of, you know, the black man, and then they put it on heavy. You know, like A1 sauce.
Because they thought it was
going to
work. They thought it was going to work like Black Panther. They thought it was going to work like...
Especially in media. Yeah. Right. And it's old, and all the ladies, they going to know they're not, because they don't even know that part of their history. That's where it's coming from. See, they don't know that part of their history. They don't know nothing about Shaka Zulu. They don't know nothing about, you know, any kind of thing like that. They couldn't even tell you who Shirley Chisholm is. So start there. Don't take us all the way back to that time. No, we need reinforcements now. Tell us about something that we can't even put the VP on there now. She, to me, she's no example. We just got to revamp like the whole thing. And then for the parents that do have kids, and it might just be you in the home, my only thing to that is you just need to pay more attention, but they can't pay attention to them because they got these constant distractions of their own. So they don't even know what children are listening to. They don't even know what they're watching. They don't know what's on the screen, and they gave them the phone at 5 years old. And, oh, I'm doing something right now. You're not doing nothing but staring at that screen. You're not doing nothing.
Great point.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
And the mama's trying to go to the clubs with the daughters. The mama's got more weed than the daughters because they want to kind of relive when they was young and pretty. You know, and they spend all their money.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I've been to a concert.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
It is something wrong with that.
No, not to a club.
Let me tell you the reason.
To a concert. And she was a teenager.
Let me tell you the reason. What's wrong with that?
I don't think nothing's wrong with that.
Okay. All right. Could you, okay, picture this. Picture this. Could you imagine your grandmama with a $500 lace front on and eyelashes? Can you picture your grandmother trying to act like she's 25?
No.
Exactly.
No.
So that's what the problem is.
Because I had a grandmother. She was grand.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
She had on her
granny dress.
Thank the Lord, grandmother.
On Sundays. She had her church hat on.
Yeah.
She was a grandmother.
Yep.
When you walked in the house, you had to be respectable. You had to
hey,
bow
granny.
Down.
You hug
exactly.
her and you kiss her and you bow down. You bow down. You need anything
you
need
you
me to
do walk
before
in.
You ask for anything. You better
exactly.
make sure she's straight. Do you need me to vacuum this floor? Do you need, and maybe that's what we need. We need those kind of seminars, lady, for trying to tell somebody how to go finesse a man. Go show somebody how to show their elder some respect. Go do
you
that.
You can't
seminar.
Even walk in the room if you didn't speak. Try to go and get some chocolate milk out of granny refrigerator. You couldn't do that. She gonna check you right then and there. Oh,
you don't
walk
touch
in here.
Her stuff.
You ain't gonna speak to me.
Yeah, you don't touch her stuff.
Come on, man. These kids.
You don't.
And whose fault
stuff.
Is that? It's
yep.
because single mothers that didn't want a man is kind of messed it up. Y'all want to be independent. And the men that were there, you kicked them out for the child support money. You ruined their lives with the child support money. You put them people on them too, whereas they probably would have did more. But now, they can
Do
never
you
elevate.
Think that that blame falls on the, because this is really good. Do you think that the ultimate fallout, it comes from, because like I said, I had a grandmother. I got to brag on my grandparents. But do you think that they even got to a point where, because look at gentrification. This is where I'm going. I'm going to land. When they say, all the older people, they passed on. Some of those families were blessed enough where, yeah, the older people, they really prepared their children, even their grandchildren, people in the family, to take over that responsibility. But do you think a lot of those people kind of looked at their children and they gave up? Because it shouldn't be no gentrification. How many people in Los Angeles and Compton and Watts, we came from those houses. These are whole
yeah.
strips and blocks gone.
Yeah. Blocks. And the funny part
and
about
blocks
it.
And blocks and blocks.
I could sit back
what
and
happened?
Think about. I could sit back and think about. I had a lot of friends that lived in the 60s in Los Angeles. And those are beautiful Spanish type homes, right? And we would come from the 30s to the 60s to a friend's house. Like, damn, man, y'all's is a nice, very, very nice. Even Monster mm-hmm. Cody came from a nice house. It's like,
even on the avenues,
never,
everywhere,
oh,
it's really nice.
Yeah, it actually is. Lemur Park was like balling mm-hmm. back. If you had an apartment there, you was balling.
And huge
but
homes.
It kind of came,
homes.
Whereas we got so caught up in trying to work and all of that to provide for our kids that we couldn't really provide the guidance and didn't have the time to monitor their every move, and they kind of got out of control. They got out of control to whereas, okay, well, if the police ain't knocking on my door, I figure that you must be halfway cool, They didn't know that when you go to work, the kids out there gang banging and drug dealing and all kind of other stuff. And it destroyed Black America. Let's move on, man, to where we at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play this one for you, because this is a trip. They have some women.
Right.
What type of man do you want? And the response is,
oh, this one.
Okay,
oh,
this.
God.
It blew my
This one right
mind.
Here. This.
Oh,
y'all
my
get ready to call
God.
In after listening to this.
Man, please, because I could not even understand this. This is crazy, y'all. 90.3 FM. Minister Marcy. Malcolm Luther tweet. Here we go.
I need a drug dealer and then a skimmer, then fuck the 9 to 5.
I want the skimmer first, then the drug dealer, then the 9 to 5.
They like the fast money over here.
Because the fast money niggas, they got time. They can take you out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
but
Friday.
But she's just complaining.
9 to 5 only take you out on the weekend.
Let me like, comment, share. Y'all know what the fuck is going on.
Y'all better come into the kickback. Y'all know how to give it up. Just, you know, subscribe. Press that notification button. Like, comment, all of that good shit.
Y'all come be on the news. Ready? This is Hood TV.
I got zero because I got a nigga. Sorry.
Oh.
Wait,
that's
what I'm having a connection, right? So if we fucking...
He never homes when he got money. He's gonna be ugly and broke. Like, come on, pick a struggle, bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
For cigarettes that smoke.
Oh,
what's up, everybody? You watching The Kickback. I'm your host, DT Blackie, your favorite street reporter. When it's up to The Kickback, it's a 50-50 of Morgan State and you opening homecomings. You feel me? Because, you know, it's ladies' only question. And I'm asking them, what type of guy you like? A 9-to-5, a scammer, or a drug dealer? Because, you know, some of these girls nowadays, they like that fast money or they want a guy with a benefit. So we really ask them which one they like. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. It's right there. So without further ado, kick back, relax, and let's get it. Right? What are the type of guys you prefer? Scammer, drug dealer, or 9-to-5?
Drug dealer. I want him to move that way.
I'm your pusher, man.
I'm trying to be on the YouTube.
Respectfully, it is what it is.
Scammer, 9-to-5, drug dealer.
Wow, that was quick. Oh, you had this planned out. She had this planned out. She's an expert. She already, that's her whole model right now.
9-to-5 is more reliable, but scamming niggas gonna get you what you want.
You got a scamming nigga right now?
No.
You don't got the 9-to-5 nigga?
I don't have anybody.
You don't got the drug dealer nigga?
I don't have nobody.
I have nobody.
Damn, she's lonely. Damn.
It is.
You better sign her DM or something. She's taking application for the winter.
I am. I tell the world I prefer a 9-to-5, but I really want a scammer in my heart. No funny shit. Like, because
who are you, bitch?
We didn't care.
They heard that in that video.
Whoa. Nah. He said, who are you, bitch? It's crazy. He go back. Hold on.
Hold on.
This man is on bad timing.
I just don't figure out who the fuck that bitch is. That's my friend over there.
Oh, you see, ladies, you gotta have a friend like this because he is backing you up.
I need a drug dealer and then a skimmer, then fuck the 9-to-5.
I want the skimmer first, then the drug dealer, then the 9-to-5.
They like the fast money over here.
Because the fast money niggas, they got time. They can take you out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
but
Friday.
But she's just complaining.
9-to-5
when it's the
only take you out on the weekend.
Skimmers and drug dealers. In all honesty, 9-to-5's got it because I'm not holding nobody down in jail. So I'm going to take a 9-to-5. That's very true.
She's taking a 9-to-5 now. She changed. She thought about her answer now.
Drug dealers.
No. 9-to-5.
Drug dealers. 9-to-5.
Then scammers, then drug dealers.
Wow. I mean, I'm used to drug dealers.
You said what?
I'm used to drug dealers.
Scammer, drug dealer, 9-to-5.
I like a scammer.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Drug dealer, 9-to-5.
Drug dealer, 9-to-5?
Yeah.
I would say 9-to-5 because he's working his ass off. You feel me?
I prefer a nigga working his ass off more than just getting that shit easily. Like, fuck my nigga.
Drug dealer too. He work his ass off.
Yeah, a drug dealer. A drug dealer. Cause as soon as that motherfucker say hold tight, bitch, I'm gone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You gonna be out 24/7. Yeah, I'll be back.
Scammer number one.
Scam, 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 scam.
Damn. Okay.
I'm gonna say 9 to 5 then drug dealer.
Just cause,
I would say that I respect 9 to 5. I definitely do respect
them. And usually niggas, well, maybe scammers last, cause they be the least shit out of anybody.
That's
so
true, that's true. But I'm thinking about, like, you know what?
Or they, you want them to drip you out. You want them to buy you shit. That's what's going on.
Love to buy their girl stuff. So.
Okay, scammer last. You said drug dealer or
9 to 5. Come on now. Don't ban it.
No, don't ban her last.
That's it, same. Come on, which one? Which one?
See, I know drug dealers that work a 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Niggas be trying, I'm trying to get them.
I know drug dealers that work a 9 to 5.
So
scam her last, though, for sure, because they don't, I can't trust my bank card.
That last,
I can't trust
okay,
my bank card
around scammers.
Well, I got a nigga, so my nigga, I'm going to say a 9 to 5 and then a drug dealer and then a scammer.
Okay.
Probably a scammer as long as he don't get me messed up in his little work. He could do whatever he needs to do.
Credit cards. Scammers.
We have pieces.
As long as he giving me some bread, then he's good to go.
We're talking about a multi-million dollar fraud case.
Scammer 100%.
Alright, you said
but
the world got a 9 to 5, but you really want to
scam. The world knows 9 to 5, you know, a clean-cut man, but heck yeah, I want to scam her. I'm not going to lie to you. A drug dealer, I'd mess with drug dealers before. They don't make no money. They be broke.
Come on, I'm broke, baby. I ain't got no money.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the last question.
Drug dealers broke?
They be broke. They be asking
don't be
for money.
Drug dealers don't be broke.
If all they do is sell weed. If they don't sell coke, it's dead.
Well, man, tell you the truth, man, I ain't fucking with coke right now, man. This shit just ain't clicking, B.
You make a lot of money, yo. You make a lot of money off of weed. Stop it.
I said scam, is you for me? If your pieces hit, our pieces hit. All right, our pieces is hitting.
Okay.
What'd you say? Drug dealer, 9 to 5 scammer. Woo, 9 to 5 scammer, drug dealer. I need a nigga with money, so drug dealer is first.
Dope man, yeah, that's me.
So
she only fuck with drug dealers.
Hello.
She only
fuck. Homecoming in outside 2021.
She only like the drug dealers. Remember that. So if you're a drug dealer, come holler at her. All right.
Yeah, babe.
Scammer.
Uh-huh. 9 to 5
drug dealer.
This is a bad bitch.
All right, I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna say drug dealer.
Drug dealer first.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 to 5 scammer.
9 to 5 is scammer. The scammer finished last over here. Okay.
I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, so I don't really care. The 9 to 5 thing for me, I also like, you getting your bread, you know what I'm saying? So 9 to 5 for me, I be up all day and night doing my business. So it could be an entrepreneur, whoever hustles and do what they gotta do. And then scammer lies.
What is drug dealer too? They get fast money too.
They do, but drug dealer is like,
they be
not
outside all day.
Yeah, like drug dealers talk to too many people. You know, I don't like that. Scammers be low key. You know, they don't really talk to that.
They build their network. They gotta get to the bag. Come on, you want a broke nigga? Come on, they can't be broke.
They can't be broke.
They working they right now. They on the clock 24/7.
Okay.
You're just a hater.
I'm not a hater. Don't call me.
They working 7 days a week, 24/7. Come on.
That's why I said 9 to 5 is second.
You know what, all the drug dealers fellas, don't get her, feel me, because she going to hate on your grind. You get into it, I respect you for getting to it, you feel me, you got to do what you got to do.
Man, you a drug dealer or something?
I could be a local trapper, but I just made it happen.
I like funny niggas that give money, 6 foot, I like a scammer.
Hold on, put it in order, your type of guy.
Where the fuck is my straw? What's my order?
Yeah, scammer, drug dealer, or 9 to 5.
I don't give a fuck. As long as he's my nigga, what are you talking about? I don't give a fuck as long as he's my nigga. What are you?
1, 2, and 3.
Scammer 3.
Okay.
Drug dealer 2.
9 to 5.
9 to 5, 1.
All my 9 to 5 fellas, we
They're
are
working.
Winning. All us 9 to 5, we're
they
winning right now.
They are working.
You're
you are
right.
Working.
You're trying your best.
You're scammer at the top. Bottom. Cause if you go to jail for, like, if someone, like, I feel like the drug dealing world is very, like, chaotic.
But a scammer is worse than a drug dealer.
No, but if you're a scammer, I'm going to take your pieces.
You got to think about every scenario that could happen.
Yo,
if you're
so,
a scammer,
listen.
Where the car magician's at?
You're a scammer, Kobe.
So, fellas, if you're a scammer, come holler at them, bro. Drug dealers, you have no chance. You have no chance with them. 9 to 5, maybe.
Damn. I'm giving 9 to 5.
Okay, I like that. 9 to 5, fellas, we're winning. We're winning.
9 to 5. Only because like they have a 9 to 5 job, so they have time after.
And they got benefits.
Benefits.
Can't forget the benefits.
After that, I'm jacking.
I'm going to scammer.
Scammers.
Because like I've been in a car with a drug dealer before. We got pulled over. Most nerve-wracking experience ever.
You know
I don't
what?
Like that.
You know why I'm putting drug dealers last? Only because, bro, they be up during the times that I'm ready to sleep. So they busting shots like, okay, like I'm ready to sleep 3 a.m. in the morning and I want to sleep and you want to see me. It's not happening.
They get to the bag. Money don't stop. They gotta get high.
Scammers get into the bag too, but they do it during the hours
Listen,
of the day.
Scammers get into the bag. Listen, scammers get into the bag.
I don't know. Okay, take order. Scammer, 9 to 5, drug dealer.
Why can't 9 to 5 be first?
9 to 5 is hustle.
They got,
I like a nigga who's fast on his feet. Like, you know how they get to
though,
fast.
A 9 to 5, they got health benefits, dental, a 401k.
That depends on the job. Different niggas have different 9 to 5.
We're talking about vague. We're being vague right now.
All
right. Don't shit on my 9 to 5 niggas. Yo, my 9 to 5 niggas, I got you. They ain't about to shit on y'all right now. I got y'all. Feel me? Fuck out of here. And that's a wrap.
That's crazy. That is super crazy on so many different super crazy levels.
New York's finest,
but the simple
right?
fact that,
that's
wow.
New York's finest, right?
That's
like,
what
wow,
you really
like,
want.
The N-word, like, for real. The N-word
the
in
N-word
itself,
coming
like,
out of female mouth.
I couldn't see.
The N-word coming
the
out
N-word
of female mouth is crazy.
I want to go line them all up and bop them upside the head with a hardcover copy of Iceberg Slim's Pimp. Just pop.
Yep, take that with you. Take that with you. And they still
take
wouldn't
that
even
with
get the,
you, you stupid
they still wouldn't
bitch,
even understand
like,
why you did that. They would say that you were square and you ain't happening. You know, man, you old school.
I'm going to hit them upside the head again till they get it. That's so
it's
kinda crazy.
Messed up.
And they sit up here.
It's kinda messed
everybody
up.
Up there talking about scamming. They need to do a Google search to their face like we was talking about on our catfish episode. Like, you big dummy. You big dumb dummy. You just telling people what you like. And if something happened, as a person that, you know, people lose their hard-earned money. You got old people. You got regular people that work our jobs.
Exactly.
You are a scammer. I want to suck your ass in the face.
Do you know that it was an uprising that came on, I can give you the date, October the 2nd, 2022. Scammers hit all of the welfare people in the city of Compton at 4:30 in the morning and took all everybody's money. And a lot of people don't realize that. It actually happened. And this wasn't the first state that they've done that. They've done that in all of the welfare states. But they hit Compton on October 2nd at 4:30 in the morning. And people went to go swipe their card and it was nothing there. But hey, that's what the world is coming to. These women want you
that
to
just makes your point. You can't sit there and just sit. Oh, yeah, the Section 8 applications open up this week again, too. But you can't just sit and wait for something to happen.
Of
That's
course
a problem.
Not. Well, they've been doing
That's
that for
problem.
How many years? Because the government wants you beyond the poverty line. They want to keep you down within the poverty line. Because now they can control you. You need us for money, so we'll, when we decide to sell the Nickerson Gardens, the Pueblos, and all the other projects, where are you going to go then? And all the single mothers are getting evicted all across the country right now.
They're going to go to Lancaster, to Palmdale, to San Bernardino.
Well, they've been doing that for years. They've been doing that for years. But then when you get to those outside communities, your badass sons is going to cause havoc. Because, man, I lived in Rialto from 1990. My first house was bought in Rialto. And I think it was 96. It was kind of cool. Few cats from L.A., and then all of a sudden, people figured out that Rialto and Fontana was the place to go, get you a nice house. Mm-hmm. They brought their badass kids, turned out the whole city, and now it's like, damn, that shit was like L.A. It turned out to be like L.A. Same as Palmdale and Lancaster, Bakersfield, Fresno, all up and down California. It's the same situation because these people are not taking care of their kids. They're not paying attention to what's going on. And it's the timeline that has destroyed Black America. And I don't have a solution. I really don't. I just want to open
up
the commentary.
Are we hearing that it's ending with the children? Are we hearing that it's ending with the children? Is that
the children are the future?
Take on it?
Didn't George Benson say that the children are the future, and they are our future, right? Exactly. So,
yep.
Once we're old, I don't even know if these modern day children are gonna even want to push us around when we get into a wheelchair.
Yeah,
they're gonna want to drop us off in a nursing home and keep it moving, and then they're gonna steal our Social Security check. And all of that. We're going to have nothing.
If we get one.
Well, if we get one, it still ain't going to be a lot of money. But they're going to steal that and go buy a lace front with it. So it's like, what the hell, man? What, man, what the hell?
By that time, we'll just be doing whole head transplants.
Man, let me play you this one.
Take your whole head off.
Exactly. Let me play you, man, this one right here. This is kind of provocative. Kind of didn't really understand this one because I'm like, wow. I cannot believe that women really have this mentality. And they actually do. And when you sit back and analyze it and her perspective of how it came to her, I could see that. Growing up in the hood. And the funny part about it is, for a man to have daughters, you never thought that your daughter would go that route. See, a man's job is to keep his daughter off a stripping pole and a host role. And is to keep his son out of prison. That's a man's job. If he could provide, if he could do those two things, he's successful. But when the man is not in the home and it's just the wife, you know, or the woman, you kind of have no control over what happens. Check this out, y'all. 90.3 FM. Malcolm Luther Tweed, Minister Marcy.
What's up, YouTube Poor Man Podcast? Back with another video. Today's video is going to be dating a hood dude 101. All right, before I get into the video though, gotta do the YouTube stuff. The goal is 40,000 subscribers by June. It's a crazy goal. It's a big goal, but it's my goal. All right, the only way I'm gonna get to my goals if you give me the HBO special. Do you know what the HBO special is? That's the Help a Brother Out special. All right, so go in and help a brother out. Hit the like and the subscribe button for more content. I'm gonna give y'all a second to do that. All right, now let's get to the video. Dating a hood dude 101. Let's see what she got to say.
Bitch, It's a lot of shit. You just got to know how to move. You got to know when to be where at the right times. You got to know what that nigga into. Dealing with a hood nigga one-on-one, bitch. That's what we going to name this video. Hood nigga one-on-one. Ow. So look, I had to come to y'all and give y'all this video because this is a highly needed video. You have to be built for this, okay? Because everybody isn't built for this. So with that being said, today's video, y'all. Today's video, I'm going to be talking about the hood nigga, okay? First and foremost, let's just say I've had my fair share. Okay, something that's thrilling and thrill-seeking, and it's just like... Something is in my eye. Dig it? And we back. Can definitely say it's fun. You know, it's not boring because, to be honest, those regular guys, I'm not going to say regular guy. Maybe is that a wrong choice of word? I think that's the wrong choice of word. They're boring, for real, for real. It's just like there's nothing about them. But the hood niggas, you gotta worry about criminal records, who he shot. You gotta worry about what drugs he stole, when you gonna have to tuck it, and where you gonna tuck it at when the police pull you over. Like, is he coming home tonight? Like, it's a lot of shit you have to worry about. They definitely want to ride you around their car. They want to come pick you up. They want to take back streets that they never took before just to show off the girl.
And here's the thing about love and liking people and lust, okay? What a lot of people don't understand is that it is literally a drug, okay? So you get a dopamine dose. And the thing about women at this age, when they're in their younger 20s, obviously they feel like they got a little bit of wiggle room. She said she's been with her fair share of drug dealers, so you can guess what that means, all right? But anyway, it is a drug, and this is something people don't like to admit. And it has been compared to gambling in this part of women's lives, okay, where you want to go out and you want to be with a person that seems to be a thrill, because that dopamine dose, that feeling of love you get, only comes in brief increments, similar to gambling. You know how some people will sit in a casino all day knowing they lose most of their money, because that's how the game works. There wouldn't be casinos if you didn't lose, okay? So majority of people are losing. And they're losing and losing and losing, and then every now and then you'll get a little win, all right? You'll go up $2 on the slots. That's how they make it. That's why they give you a little bit and they take a lot more. Okay, so they'll say you won, but it costs $1 to play, and you win 75 cents. So you won 75 cents, and it cost you $1 to play. And hopefully you guys can figure out that math, okay? But that makes you feel like you're winning, similar to when these women are in this thrill phase when it comes to these pookies and ray rays. And they out here chasing them because they feel like, oh, this is more exciting than the regular guy. All right? This is more exciting. That's what it's about. Excitement. Let's continue the video.
In the passenger side seat. You know, you pull up in the whip. You feel what I'm saying? He take you around the hood. So he's just taking this way because you in the car. And he's trying to figure out who outside that can see you in the car with him. Yeah. All that good shit. You feel me? All that good shit. And to be honest, some of them be busted. Lord. With this pack hair. Anyhow. And next, the money. Especially if he a drug dealer. Up there, getting that coin. You feel me? Up here where my bunny is. The at the tippy. Okay, because he got that coin. But then again, some of these hood niggas be broke. Bit broke. Like, nigga, fuck, you stole all your damn money. Staying with their homeboys and shit. Like, that's the hood nigga that you don't want, sis. I want the top level hood nigga. I don't want these little mediocre hood niggas still want to shoot them up, bang bang, and rob. Number three.
So even in a world of wanting drug dealers, you still want to date the top 10% of men. The average income, because we're talking about money now, and you know I like money, so let's talk about money a little bit, all right? The average income for a drug dealer is about 24 grand. 24 grand. Average women are going to get average drug dealers. Let's just be completely honest about this. So more than likely, you're going to end up with the guy who makes 24 grand. That's no benefits. If you start. If you have COVID, you ain't got no health insurance. If you have health, if something comes up, there's nothing you could do. And what happens is you get the ideas misconstrued because they have a lack of financial consciousness. Okay, so they're willing to go out and spend their daily earnings because they're getting this payment daily. Okay, so that gets confused with how much they're actually making because you see the money daily. Okay, and because they're less financially literate, they go out and spend the money as soon as they get it. And women equate that with abundance. Okay, so they don't understand that a man who works hard for his money understands that he must reserve his money to gain more money in the future. Drug dealers, because the money is so quick sometimes, they lose sight of the future. So they're spending that money every single day, and that gives the idea that makes you feel like there's more money being made than there actually is. And the truth is, there isn't that much money being made. Also, if you're in it for the money, be in it for the long haul. Anybody who knows anything about investing knows that if you want to make a more secure investment, do it for the long haul. How long can a person really sell drugs before they get caught? I have seen people do it for a very long time, but usually when it ends, it doesn't end well. They either end up dead or in jail. And when you go to jail, let's talk about going back to jail, the rates of going back to jail. After you get out of jail, the chance of you going back to jail within the first year is 44%. After you get out of jail in state prisons, or after you get out of state prison, your chances of going back to state prison is about 84%. And the chances of you going back to federal prison, if you get out of federal prison, is about 68%. So where is your long-term investment? Where is all that quote-unquote money if the guy's in prison? And guys, if you're the kind of guy that wants to go out and be that kind of guy for these kind of girls, because I do see some guys do things they wouldn't normally do to impress women, understand that these women aren't going to be around for you. They're going to be having sex with your homies, with your friends, with the dudes that were standing on the block with you, the ones that may have snitched on you. They're going to be standing next to those men as soon as you go to jail. They're not going to sit there and wait for you for 15 years. Are you kidding me? Make better decisions. Let's continue the video.
What's number three? You're definitely going to have to deal with these other females coming, talking, just all that. You're going to have to definitely deal with that. I still got this to this day calling my phone private, pretending to be somebody. Like, girl, get your life. The infidelities and the little side and all that other stuff. You're going to have to train your nigga. Train his ass. The you got to drive right with hood niggas. That's number three. What, four, three, whatever. That's fact. When you got a hood nigga in the car and you driving, you got to drive right. You know, he could be on the run from some shit. And he may have some drugs in the car. You ain't trying to get pulled with no drugs. Be smart, bitch. Be smart. Yeah. It's just a lot dealing with a hood nigga. Like, it's a lot. And be around stuff you normally wouldn't be around, for real. I mean, so if it's meant for you, sis, it's meant for you. Y'all don't have to deal with it. You do not have to deal with it by any means. And if he ain't willing to change and grow up and get from out of his hood nigga ways and change into like a man that got his hood mentality, then it's not gonna work. After dealing with the one that I have right now, I mean, it's just gonna be a lot, dude. Like, it's a lot of worrying. It's nights where you cry, nights you don't sleep, nights where you toss and turn, where you just don't know of what may happen, what is going to happen. It's just, that is enough in its own. And you'll be in your fucking feelings, point blank, period, with a hood nigga. No. I'm kind of sort of slipping out of that phase of liking the hood niggas. It's a difference, though. It's a difference between a hood nigga that want to stay in the hood and then a hood nigga that is growing from the hood and trying to get.
And that's the problem. I figured it out, Cousin Marcy. The hood nigga is so exciting just to, because that's what they want. They don't want the mailman because he's boring. They want the excitement. And what really baffles and boggles my mind is when they go in the house and the grandmama is there and the mother is there. They have a complete different persona than what they are when they walk out of that house. You don't even know. I remember the Biggie Smalls movie, and I've done this myself. I remember when I would leave out the house dressed a certain way, and I would go to school exactly like how Biggie did, and put on different clothes and change my clothes. My persona at home was different than who I was when I walked out of that door. I did not want my grandmama to know that I was, you know, in them streets. Feel me? And with girls, they're going to come into the presence of their mother if the father's in the home, or their grandparents, or their aunties. They're not going to let them know that they are out there in the streets. You're getting two different personalities out of our kids. And we only look at the cool part of our kids, and we never understand that when our kids are not in our presence, they are completely two different people. I found out that my daughter smokes weed. And I'm like, what? You smoke weed? How long you been smoking weed? Well, Dad, it's been a year now. And I'm looking at her like, wow. She kept it a secret from me for a whole year that she was smoking weed. My baby is on drugs. I'm like, oh, my baby. She on dope.
Oh, my gosh.
and it blew my mind. But she kept it a
Reefer
secret.
Madness.
She kept it a secret from me. And when I found out, I was like, damn, I can't check her, because when I was her age, I smoked weed. And I found out that weed wasn't for me. It wasn't my drug of choice. I didn't like it. I'd be tripping when I smoke weed. Anybody that know me will tell you, don't get to weed, man. Don't let that nigga get that shit. He gonna be tripping. And weed was not for me. But I never knew that. So it's like, you really don't know who your kids are, because they're gonna present themselves in a different light when they're in your presence. But when they leave out that door, they are completely different people.
Right. Yeah. And that's why you gotta put some kind of little bit of, listening to that, I just kept thinking in my mind, like, what is funny? Like, what's so funny about what you're talking about?
It was excitement that she felt.
Wow.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah,
she loved it. Man, she loved
it. But she's not gonna have, she's not gonna laugh.
But
if she sees her drug dealer boyfriend with his brain spilling all over the sidewalk, you're gonna laugh then.
She never
while
got
it's
to
so
that level.
Funny, or while he shits his pants and loses control of his bowels because
she never got to that level.
See the man.
She never got to that level.
It's nothing
she
funny
wasn't
about
in the substation.
That. There's nothing funny about that.
She wasn't in the substation after the murder on the first 48, talking about, you know, she had to explain that shit. But it was all exciting and fun.
Right.
Oh, yeah, my dude a gangster. And then when he passed
me
that gun.
And I stay up at night, and I cry, and I can't sleep. Why don't you pick up a book?
No.
At least learn something about what you think you're dealing with. I think that's another thing, too. They think they know, like, what they're dealing with. Even for the people that's out there doing those things, there's no crash course in that. I'm no expert in that. No, unlike her, she said I had a handful of drugs.
It's not exciting. Women want constant gratification. That's what they want. They want validation and constant gratification.
You know where I get gratification from? You know what really gratifies me as a woman?
What's that, Minister Marcy? Tell me, what's that?
To see other people smile, make a good meal, and everybody sitting around eating, and they're just like, man, oh, that was good, mama. Or, you know, that was good, Cousin Marcy. You know, if Queen was here, or my sisters, like, find something that you can bring joy to people, because it sounds like all they want is, like you said, gratification, fake gratification at that, foolery gratification when you're talking about money and all
foolery.
The spoil that you can get.
You just
they don't even know how to...
Note.
Yeah, they don't even know how to self-gratify with, you should be trying to want to do something for others. Because
no,
if you think about
it, program. That ain't even in the
program. If
you
think about it, your little drug dealing boyfriend or whatever the heck you got going on, they're providing something to somebody. At least they're making somebody happy. You know what I mean? Even if it's wrong. You know, the people in the clubs talking about, after we got past the 35,000 N-words, yeah, you know, I'll pick a scammer because, you know, and they got that, and they got that, all they could take me out all day, every day.
Yeah, it's excitement. That's what women want. If you're the 9-to-5 guy, you go get your check, you come home, you know, you sit in your recliner, you chill, you're boring to them. They need
this is not a music
excitement.
Video.
They need
this is not a music video.
Excitement.
Yeah,
man,
it's not a music video. We could blame that too. I could see a music video, but I'm not gonna be out there. I mean, taking it back. I'm not gonna be thinking because I'm sitting up there. I always use him as an example for some reason. I talk to you, or on the air with you, but watching DJ Quick on the TV at 12:13. I dug it, but I'm not literally trying to get out there and go to every house party I can get to and be out there with the sirens going and how the shit was going on in the video. I'm not literally trying to be standing on top of the roof at VIP Records like Snoop Dogg was. Happy birthday, Snoop. Happy birthday. Yeah, you just, and I was able to do that, and my dad is a minister, but I could watch videos. I could listen to rap. Because he even knew me that I'm not finna go out there and do something crazy and foolish. And I'm saying I never got in trouble. But it only took me one time to learn a lesson, you know?
Yeah,
it's not
some people
spaces.
Learn in one time. Some people gotta bump their head continuously and they will never see the whole picture. Speaking on Quick, if you saw Quick off the stage, he chilling. He up in his house. He chilling. Showbiz shit. Man, he got his family. Man, he's just doing a job. A rapper is basically a job. When you let shit go to
it's
your head.
It's the job.
When you let shit go to your head and you just want to do that, like how these new age rappers are, you will get caught up. Quick got caught up because he came into the game representing a color. If he would have just came into the game representing his music, he would have got a Grammy by now. All the trauma that he had to go through, you know, to be where he's at now.
Right.
It could have been sidestepped if he would just came in as a producer. Feel me? And
yeah.
I've been knowing him since he was 19 years old. And I know that man... He didn't cook dinner, man, for me. Chilling in his house and chilling and ain't got nothing to do with no outside stimulus. People really want to live their lives, but when you come with that persona, you have to back that shit up.
Back that shit up.
Happy birthday, Snoop. It's his birthday. And, you know, he's had so many traumatic incidents in his life. But look at how he came into the game. So it's a part of the territory. And then his kids, in regards to Quick's kids, everybody's going to have turmoil because you can't watch your kids every day. And a lot of times you don't even know who your kids are because they're their own persona once they get their book bag, their backpack, and they walk out their door. My grandmama never knew that, man, I was a bully, and I'm a little dude. My grandmama never knew that about me. Feel me? So I understand. You must know who your children are. But your children will never let you know who they are. Because
who they are, right. I can still surprise my dad.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I could still surprise him with some of the stuff. I could crack, make him laugh. You know, thank the Lord. He's 91. And I could talk to him about stuff when I was a kid. And he's like, I never knew that. Girl, you crazy.
Exactly. And they will
like,
never know. They will
yeah,
never,
you
know, ever
like,
know.
I did this.
Right. They will never, ever know.
But it's so much
everybody.
Funner. When you can backtrack, yeah, and laugh about it. And, like, we made it. And... You know, because we've been through some stuff together, me and him, and it's just like, you know, I never would want to disrespect my dad, my mom, my stepmom, because I had two, I was blessed with two moms. And it's just like, I just knew even as a child, like, even if I did get in trouble at school or something, I'm just going to take that shit. Well, did you say something smart to the teacher? Yeah. Was you talking too much in class? Yeah. You know, when it's time for parent conference, but they were there.
Oh, how embarrassing
you know?
Was that?
So,
how embarrassing was that? Not
you know,
only on you, but
yeah.
on your people. I remember
I remember
that I was getting surprised. They came to school to get me, to take me to Disneyland as a surprise.
Oh my
and
God,
I had ditched that day. I wasn't even at school. I got busted
oh
like that.
Gosh.
Can you imagine that?
Moted.
Can
that's,
you,
yeah,
then,
that,
here I come walking in
that
the
was
house.
Your lesson.
Here I come walking in the house, trying to play it off, and I wasn't even at school. I think I went to first, second period, and I banked out. And they came to get me, take
and
me
why?
Out of school.
See, why was you
to
ditching?
Disneyland, and I wasn't even there. Imagine how I felt when I came home trying to play it off. I remember that vividly like it was yesterday. So, man, we cannot destroy Black America, man. And the women is doing the thot stuff. The sons is gangbanging and with firearms. Man, they beating up old ladies, man. Come on, I would hate for my grandmother, rest in peace, to be socked in the head, her purse snatched, kicked in the head,
oh my gosh.
And then they go jump in the car and bank out.
Remember
Oakland,
what I told you?
What? What?
That's the day that I would have been under the jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did say that.
No
I remember
one can
that.
Imagine.
I remember you saying that. But look, man, it is so sad because this lady, man, got robbed and all she had was $5 in her purse. And guess what? What really made it sad, she was going to a play. She's a physicist. No, I took it back. She was a chemist. A black woman, 55 plus, was going to a play. She wanted to see a play by herself. And here come these hoodlums, jacked her, stomped her out, knocked her down, all of this, right? This happened in the Bay Area. And all she had was $5 in her pocket. And it was like multiple people. Wasn't just one dude did it. It was like four or five dudes. They got to split $5. Come
they
on,
jumped
man.
Her.
Yeah. That didn't
they
even
jumped
enough
her.
To
well,
buy
maybe they were trying
ounce.
To get more drugs, you know. Maybe they were trying to get more drugs from the young ladies, you know, who dates all the drug dealers. You know, it's just that circle. It's that site. Like, that's the kind of stuff that they need when they do these kind of interviews and stuff, then they need to have the second hour. Now, let me show you the consequences of everything that you're sitting up here getting a big key out of and laughing and smiling
exactly.
and thinking that shit is funny.
Exactly.
Now, let's show you something.
Funny.
And then let's take her to the morgue. And then let's take her to the kids are still being born with fentanyl in their system and cocaine and everything else. Let's take her to that. No, let's take her to the women's prison where the girl has the baby. They snatch it right away from her. As soon
as
it comes out, take your ass back to the cell. Show them that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. And for some reason, I'm not even sure if that would be a direct deterrent because they're not even thinking that far ahead. And that's what the sad part about it is, because when they do the destruction that they do, when they do the destruction that they do, when they leave and they laughing about it, ha ha ha, they don't know. Oh man, let me tell you this last story. I be talking. Check this out.
Me too.
These white kids, three white kids is walking in a balling ass neighborhood, right? The police helicopter is up looking for somebody else, but they see these three white kids walking down the street. But what made it provocative is it was 2:30 in the morning. They got on hoodies. So the helicopter is up, I mean, way above, so you don't hear them spinning because they're looking for somebody else, right? So the pilot noticed these kids, so he focused on them. What are they doing out here? Because it's fucking 3:30 in the morning. They go in this rich dude driveway, this balling-ass house, and they see a Maserati, and they open the door, and it opened. So now they all jump in the Maserati, right? And they steal the keys was in the car. They steal the car, right? So they drive and they laughing, giggling, I'm sure. They got a Maserati. They get about not even a mile away, and what ended up happening was the helicopter had noticed the whole crime go down. So he sends the squad cars, and the squad cars are following them. And once the squad car flashes a light on them, they tripping, right? So they speed up to try to get away from the police. The boy is 16 years old. He don't know how to drive a Maserati.
Right.
They fishtails. They run into a pole. And two out of the three was dead at the scene. The other one is in critical condition. The speeds got up to 110 miles an hour, and it's all live. The helicopter captured it all. I could see the footage. And when you see that shit, it is so traumatic. It sent chills. What boy, 17 years old, know how to drive a Ferrari? You could put a dude in a Porsche right now. He don't even know what to do. First time I drove a Porsche, when I stepped on the gas, and man, quick in the car with me. I ain't got a Porsche. It was quick car. And he let me drive, and I stepped on the gas, my head went back, and I'm like, damn, this is crazy. These dudes was in a Maserati, and the boy didn't know how to drive, and damn near two out of three is dead. And the other one, if he survives, he's going to get the murders for all of them. And they was white kids.
The driver.
Yeah. And no, the driver is dead. The passenger is dead. The guy in the back seat was in critical condition, not expected to live. But if he does live, he's going to feel the wrath of all of that. And the helicopter had it all filmed, and the police that was following the car, chasing them, because they took off so fast that the police couldn't barely keep up. So he backed off. He like, shit, man, it's just a stolen car. Let me back up a little bit. You know, I trying to scare him or spook him. And all of a sudden, dude loses control, run to a fucking pole, and blah. Car flips all over and all that. And look, what is the parents going to say? Why was your kid out at 2:30 in the morning with homeboys walking down the street. You feel me? It goes back to that first video. That's what the issue is. Y'all rich already, and you can't even control your kids. You thinking that they're at home in the mansion, and they walking around trying to steal cars at night. Come back into the mansion, hop the fence, you know, go sleep in the pool house or some shit. You know, come in the main house and get breakfast when it's time to go to school. But they've been out all night doing bullshit.
All night.
Ain't that a trip?
No fear.
No fear. And hope no consequences. Because I know they didn't want to lose their life. Because they was just walking down the street, you know, looking for something to get into. And they got into something, and it turned out tragic. With that being said, man, Cousin Marcy.
We rocked out. Minister
Moore. Yeah, we rocked out. I'm hoping that we can fix this timeline that has destroyed Black America. And if you have any views, commentary, make sure if you listen online, hit that follow button. It might ask you to leave an email address. Do that. Leave an email address.
It's free.
It'll give you notifications. It's absolutely free. It gives you email notifications of upcoming shows and celebrity guests. If you have any show requests, hit us up at tweakatlike@yahoo.com or go to the website, tweakatlike.com, for music, merch, apparel, videos, pics, etc., bio, all of that. Until next Thursday,
all of that.
Minister Marcy, thank you for your
presence. It's been a ride. Thank you, Mr. Tweed. Appreciate you so much.
G. Lou.
Till next time.
God bless you, sir, man. Get you some rest. I know he's lounging, man, in the bank.
Did he leave us?
Yeah, man. He's lounging in the bank. It's going down, man.
He's probably barely getting over 10 legs.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow to Flashback Fridays with Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, the G. Lou Show.
Yeah.
It's going down until we meet again. God bless each and every one of y'all, man.
Peace.
Peace.
Be blessed.
Yes, y'all. And it don't stop.